Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is taken from the book The Storyteller and is called The Western Wall. The heavenly decree was sealed. The Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed and the Jews should be driven out of their land. Then Hashem said, but the Western Wall should not be destroyed, so that there should always be a reminder that Hashem's glory resides there. Titus, the cruel Roman general, went on with his work of destruction. When he took Jerusalem and surrounded the Beis HaMikdash, he divided the four walls between his four generals, and he ordered each one to destroy his wall. Three of them destroyed their walls, but the fourth, whose job it was to destroy the Western Wall, did not destroy it. Titus ordered his guards to bring that general before him. Why did you not carry out my orders? Titus asked. I swear by the emperor's life, the general replied, that I did it for the honor of Rome. Had I destroyed even the last wall, people would not know how great a sanctuary you had destroyed. Now, all who will see the remaining wall of the majestic temple will exclaim, what a hero Titus is! Look what a great temple he had destroyed! You are right, and you acted wisely, Titus answered him. But because you did not obey my command, climb up onto the top of the wall and jump off. If you will remain alive, I will grant you your life. The general obeyed and fell to his death on the ground below. The Jews could not and would not forget their Beis HaMikdash. Every year on Tisha B'Av, the Jews assembled at the Western Wall to pour out their hearts about the destruction and beseech Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to bring back all the Jews from the four corners of the earth to the Holy Land. The Romans could not bear to see how resolutely the Jews kept to their religion and how holy they regarded the Western Wall. The Roman rulers, therefore, issued an order to burn and destroy the wall. It was of no avail. The fire did not burn the huge stones, and the wall remained complete. The Romans thought and thought until they hit up upon a plan. They issued an order that all the non-Jews who live in Jerusalem must dump their garbage daily near the Western Wall. They hoped that in time, the wall would be entirely covered with garbage and it would disappear from view. Day in, day out, the heap of garbage grew near the Western Wall. Bit by bit, the whole wall was covered. The Gentiles, the non-Jews rejoiced, and the Jews mourned. Many years went by. A Jew from exile came to Jerusalem to pour out his heart to Hashem over the destruction. He was a great tzaddik. He walked through the streets of Jerusalem seeking the Western Wall, but he could not find it. He asked the inhabitants, where is the Western Wall, the Kaisel HaMaravi? They shrugged their shoulders, saying that they had never in their lives seen the Western Wall. The Jew, however, did not give up. Day and night, he went through the streets looking for the Western Wall. Once, he came upon a huge hill of rubbish and garbage, and he wondered how there came to be such a huge accumulation of garbage at this place. Meanwhile, he noticed a very old non-Jewish woman carrying a heavy sack on her back. Every few steps, she stopped for a rest and then proceeded further. The Jew went over to help her. Where do you come from, old woman, and what are you carrying? The Jew asked her. I come from a village nearby, and I am carrying a sack of garbage to throw on the hill. The Jew inquired wonderingly, do you have no room in your village for garbage that you are forced to bring it here? You are a stranger here, it seems, the old lady answered. It is an old custom for us to bring the garbage here. Once upon a time, there stood here A huge stone wall that the Jews regarded as being holy. So we were ordered to cover the wall. We used to receive payment for doing this, but nowadays we don't receive a penny for it, the old woman croaked. She emptied her bundle and returned to her village. The Jew remained standing as if frozen. Tears poured from his eyes. I will not move from here until I find a plan how to remove the dirt from here and reveal the Western Wall, the Kaisel HaMaravi, once more. He remained standing a while, and suddenly his eyes lit up. The Jew started back to town, and whomever he met, he whispered into his ear. They say that a big treasure lies buried beneath the hill of the dirt over there. He took a shovel and a bucket, and he started digging in the hill of dirt, filling a bucket and emptying it in a ravine on the side. A short while later, many more people arrived with shovels and buckets, etc. The whole city of Yerushalayim was aroused at the announcement of a huge treasure lying beneath the hill. The whole population quickly settled down to work, digging and cleaning away the dirt. They dug for a whole day until the upper stones of the holy temple came into view. The sun set, and the people went home to rest from their day's hard labors. Only one person remained on the hill, the Jew from exile. He embraced the stones of the wall and with tears in his eyes, kissed them. He then took out some golden coins, covered them with dirt, and left. The sun had hardly shown its face on the horizon, and the hill where the Western Wall stood was crowded with people. Suddenly, there was an uproar. Someone had found a golden coin, and so did a second and a third. The people started to dig with even more enthusiasm. Every day, the people assembled and they dug deeper and deeper. The dirt that they dug, they carried far away and went on digging. Every day, a few golden coins were found, but they all said that their real treasure lies at the bottom, at the very base of the wall. As for the Jew, he dug and dragged the dirt, the same as everyone, and he spent his entire fortune on his holy mission to uncover the Western Wall. For 40 days, the inhabitants of Jerusalem dug around the Western Wall and sought the treasure. And finally, the whole Western Wall was cleared of garbage. They did not find the treasure, but in front of their eyes, a big stone wall appeared. Suddenly, a great storm broke out, and a torrent of rain came down. It rained for 3 days and nights, washing the Western Wall clean from any traces of dirt. When the people came out to see what they had unearthed, they saw before them a handsome wall with huge stones, some of them as much as 10 feet high. From then on, the Jews used to assemble by the Western Wall on Tisha B'Av to pour out their hearts to their Father in heaven, praying for the complete redemption that he promises people through our holy prophets, the Nevi'im. On the spot where Avram Avinu brought Yitzhak to the Akedah, where stood the first Beis HaMikdash, built by Shlomo HaMelech, and the second Beis HaMikdash, built by Ezra and Nehemiah, on this very spot, the third and final Beis HaMikdash will be built, when Mashiach will come speedily, we pray. The new Beis HaMikdash will far surpass in beauty and majesty even the first two. And once more, the Kohanim will perform the Holy Avodah, the Levim will sing their songs, and all nations will recognize the one God. Then will there be a beautiful, radiant world. No longer will the Western Wall be called the Wall of Wailing, for the sound of joy and happiness will ring through the streets of Old Jerusalem.